Simon and Hesiv Tezai. Chotzer Ketana Shenifetze Bimloy Legdoyle. It's a small courtyard and larger courtyard, and they were separated by a wall. The wall between them broke. So basically, once it breaks, the smaller one has no wall between it and the Gdoyle. But if you're standing in the big one and you look towards the small one, you see the walls that are wider than the small one. So the one who's standing in the small one, he appears to be in the same place as the big one. But the big one sees that he's separated in some way from the small one. So in such a situation, the wall between the small one and the big one was knocked down, and that wall that separated between the two of them fell down. But the walls in which the wider one is wider than the narrower one, those still remain, as we explained before. So the Gdoyla, some are standing, the Gdoyla is considered separated from the Ketana because he sees a separation between the two. But the one in the middle one, he sees himself and we treat him as being part of the Gdoyla. It's considered like he's in a corner of the bigger room. The Ficho. Now, how does that break down as far as Minyan is concerned? Im Tisha Gdoyla, the Echa Bektano. If the majority, nine members of the venue, were the big one and one was in the small, Mitztalfin. Then Mitztalfin. We said they're considered in one place. We look at the small one as being subordinate to the big one, and Mamela, it's only one person in that, we just have to drag him into the Gdoyla, he's considered part of it. Since the majority of the minion is in the larger one. The nine in the small one.